Here are the WGXC headlines for Wednesday, February 15th. New York State is now offering fully paid parental leave. Scientists say the waters off New England, which are home to rare whales and most of the American lobster fishing industry, logged the second warmest year on record last year. The Gulf of Maine is warming faster than other seas. Nikki Haley, the Republican former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, announced February 14th she is running for president. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she won't run for re-election. Consumer prices increased 0.5% from December to January. They were up 6.4% from a year ago, showing inflation is slowing in the U.S. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has signed off on plans to dredge in the Hudson River off the shores of Beacon Island, where the Port of Albany is building an offshore wind turbine tower manufacturing plant. Brian Herman of Copaic and Mark Porton of Chatham have announced they are running for Columbia County Judge. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro will head a congressional subcommittee on entrepreneurship. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger gives her first State of the County address at 6 p.m. February 15th at Ellenville High School and on a live web stream. And pitchers and catchers report to Florida and Arizona this week as spring training for Major League Baseball begins.
This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rizzillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show during the first day of our Please Assist Us with Transmission Pledge Drive. We're asking for your help at 518-697-7400 or to go online at wgxc.org/donate to make sure WGXC stays on your dial at 90.7 FM. To make sure there's enough staff here to bring you Democracy Now! Every day, to bring you the local news every day, to bring you so many music programs and information programs from around the corner and around the world. WGXC.org/donate is the place to go to help during the first day of the WGXC Please Assist Us in Transmission Pledge Drive. This is a rare community radio station that allows you to have a voice in your community, to talk with your neighbors and friends, to overhear other tribes and other perspectives. Please, again, call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate today during our WGXC Pledge Drive. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Wednesday, February 15th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the Queens Town Supervisor George McHugh discussed parks and truck traffic in his State of the Town address February 9th. Quote, many of the old abandoned and condemned properties in the hamlet are being restored or raised depending on their condition, unquote, McHugh said. Quote, and with the investment of over $1.4 million into the Queeman's Landing Park, using monies received from our state and federal partners, and new permanent bathrooms going under construction at both town parks this year, our parks are becoming destination locations for people living around the area and even from neighboring states, unquote. Besides out-of-state tourists visiting the parks of Queeman's, McHugh got to brag about the offshore wind project at the port of Queeman's with hundreds of clean energy jobs. Quote, all of our local businesses win when more jobs, more businesses, and more people come to Queeman's, unquote, McHugh said. Quote, with its shovel-ready sites, a low tax rate, critical infrastructure in place, and a workforce second to none, it is no wonder why Queeman's has been identified by many global industries, including General Electric, as the place to come and establish their facilities and invest hundreds of millions of dollars, bringing new tax revenue and jobs to our community, unquote. With all that business, Queeman's is considering alternative truck routes. Quote, currently there is an engineered plan under review at the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation for an alternate truck route, unquote, McHugh said. Quote, once approved, this alternate truck route will allow Wholesome Cement to construct a new road off the east side of the Wholesome Quarry, so that trucks will have ingress and egress on County Route 101 into and out of the quarry. This will remove the large trucks from our town roads like Jarvis Road North, Jarvis Road South, and Mountain Road Extension. This is phase one of our plan, unquote. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Dutchess County Legislature unanimously voted for a 10% county property tax exemption for volunteer firefighters and ambulance service workers on February 14th. Greene and Rensselaer counties have also passed similar measures in order to lure first responders to work there. New York State recently allowed counties to grant such tax exemptions. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Amanda Burke and Matt Martinez report in the Berkshire Eagle that it took Great Barrington Police 4 minutes to respond to what turned out to be a hoax school shooting report on February 14th. A man called police and claimed he was going to enter the school with an AR-15-style rifle and bombs and kill everyone inside, which turned out to be false. As word of the threat emerged, parents gathered across the street from the school. Great Barrington Police Chief Paul Storti said they aim for a 4-minute response time and will review how the police reacted to this incident. The Associated Press reported several similar hoax calls to schools in Michigan after the deadly shooting at a college there. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Yeah, you've made it to the better weather. And guess what? It is fun drive time. And the gang thought it would be funny to donate my coffee budget. So, what's it going to be like today? Nice. Tomorrow? Wet. Friday, not so much. Up in the sky, the sun is hot, and I hope everybody's GPS works.
What?
Fine. Head on over to WGXE.org and click on donate if you would like me to get a little more pep in my step.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to wgxc.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay!
But also, like, just getting in the, like, the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Focus. Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public, a public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community. Connected through invisible magic, the ability to be in two or more places at once, through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from. The sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls. It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the area and can be heard far and near. Because of a dearth of available frequencies for non-commercial radio, micro-radio stations appeared. For these small unlicensed stations, the act of broadcasting was an act of civil disobedience. In 1997, Free 103.9 began microcasting, mounting antennas on Brooklyn rooftops with a signal heard by the surrounding blocks. The station was started by a group of artists interested in transmission as a creative medium, and Free 103.9 became an organization dedicated to transmission arts. In 2004, Free 103.9 expanded to Greene County, becoming known as the Wave Farm in Acre, New York, at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. The Wave Farm became a rural headquarters for transmission arts. Radio transmission is a creative medium for all manner of endeavorists. It was here that the idea of a hands-on community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties, WGXC, was conceived and made into a reality. If you have a portable radio with you, you could tune in right now. Radio where you can expect to hear children at large, orators, live freaks, DJs who sing along live with records, live private conversations when microphones are left on, laughing, crying, unrestrained weeping on and off the air. Young people holding court. Members of your local government. Dedicated collectors. And the rebroadcast of radio landmarks such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Uncle Don's bloopers, historic speeches by American presidents, and old-time radio plays that aired before you were born. You may even hear a sampling of other radio stations, or the specialized broadcasts of weather radio, police radio, citizens band or CB radio, walkie-talkies, cell phones, shortwave, or ham radio. The diversity of the programming on WGXC was noticed immediately after going on the air.
I hear there's a hippie cult that has its own radio station.
Will it destroy the community?
No, it is the community.
I want to be on the radio too.
One might even call WGXC a utopian institution, a beacon of hope, a useful guiding light, a resource, a social chemistry laboratory, a land of liberty, a zoo, a haven, a convergence of every possible walk of life and reason for transmitting. Wavefarm's federally licensed WGXC 90.7 is listener-aided and abetted radio and is supported by listeners. You may listen to and support WGXC. By contacting WGXC.org, you can donate to the station. The broadcasts are also streamed live on the web or archived and can be heard at any time all over the world. But best of all, you can tune in locally on any FM radio, at home, at work, while driving. Yes, it is safe to listen to WGXC while operating a motor vehicle. Just turn on and tune in.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was once highly critical of former President Donald Trump before fully embracing his policies and persona. Now Haley stands as the first major challenger to Trump for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Haley said Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections and added, quote, that has to change. California's longest-serving senator, Dianne Feinstein, says she will retire from the Senate at the end of 2024. The trailblazing Feinstein authored the 1994 assault weapons ban, an issue she still champions today.
The time has come, America, to step up and ban these weapons.
She also worked to declassify an extensive report detailing the CIA's use of torture. At age 89, Feinstein has faced growing criticism over whether she can handle the demands of the job.
I still pray for the president, and I pray for the grace to forgive him and all those responsible for that tragic day.
Former Vice President Mike Pence may have forgiven former President Donald Trump for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, but the Justice Department won't let him forget. The special counsel in charge of investigating the insurrection has issued a subpoena for Pence's testimony regarding Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Pence is reportedly planning to resist the subpoena, arguing he is protected by the Constitution's speech or debate clause, which shields members of Congress from law enforcement scrutiny. In his role as vice president, Pence was also president of the Senate. 3 students were shot and killed Tuesday at Michigan State University. Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan says she is still filled with rage, recalling the recent shooting deaths of 4 high school students in her district.
And we have children in Michigan who are living through their second school shooting in under a year and a half. If this is not a wake-up call to do something, I don't know what is.
Tuesday's shooting took place on the 5-year anniversary of the shooting massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which left 17 people dead. President Biden's long-stalled nominee to the Federal Communications Commission, Gigi Sohn, says she believes at least one member of the FCC should be a consumer advocate.
I believe deeply that regulated entities should not choose their regulator.
But Sohn says industry opponents to her nomination are using dark money groups to prevent pro-consumer policies, including lower-priced broadband. Some Republicans have claimed Sohn would use her post at the FCC to censor conservatives. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 states have implemented so-called election integrity units, hiring criminal investigative teams in Florida, Ohio, Virginia, Georgia, and Arizona. Other states are considering EIUs. It's doubtful that the results justify the cost. Last fall, Ohio's Secretary of State announced the hiring of 1 or 2 investigators to investigate election crimes, though no taxpayer cost was estimated. Ohio had only referred 75 cases of possible fraud from the 2020 elections, 0.001%, and only 16 from the midterms. Arizona's four-person election integrity unit, with a $530,000 budget, found only 20 cases of potential fraud in a state of 4 million voters. Last August, Florida's EIU arrested several paroled felons as part of a crackdown on alleged illegal voting. Most were released after revelations that state departments had issued them official voter registration cards. Governor DeSantis doubled down, requesting 27 positions and $3.1 million for the 2023-24 budget. In Virginia, a recent FOIA request asked for documents on activities of an election integrity unit formed in 2022 with a purported team of 20 attorneys and investigators. The state attorney general's office returned only scant documents, and the Virginia NAACP called the unit a paper tiger. Articles and resources on EIUs can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Which brings me to this appropriate moment to discuss an ongoing effort here at WGXC. You know, what we want to do is eventually have monthly dedicated support of $5,000 made up of many sustaining supporters who make contributions, which at this point average around $14 a month. If we could get to that $5,000 a month number, we would have very few pledge drives in the future. And pledge drives, well, I don't mind them that much, but they can be a little dispiriting. And, you know, in some of the early days, we were downright desperate as we fought to stay alive as a radio station. Well, we're near number nine, so I think we're here for good. But it doesn't happen on its own. It needs your constant support. You can't just say, oh, hey, I helped it in those early years. I gave some money back then. Yeah, you did probably, but it doesn't work like that. You got to continue. You got to become what we call a sustaining supporter. How do you do that? Well, it's pretty easy. Go to wgxc.org, hit the donate button, excuse me, and it'll set you up to make your monthly contribution. It's easy. Comes out of your credit card. You barely know it's there, unless, of course, you have a little money left on your credit card, which happens. But, you know, they'll check in with you, make sure you still want to do it. And then you don't have to worry. During a pledge drive, you can say to yourself, ha, I've already given to WGXC. Ha! They're not talking to me in this pledge drive. They're talking to all those other freeloaders who haven't given any money recently. And that's the nature of the game. You can be an ardent listener and still be a freeloader, which is, you know, that's up to you and your own moral compass. But really, if you're listening to this show, if you're listening to any show on the station, you should feel at least a slight impulse to contribute in some fashion to this station. And, you know, there's no telling who you'll hear next over the airwaves here at WGXC. We're constantly adding new shows. We're constantly soliciting people to create new shows, to fill in the daily slots of the morning show and the afternoon show. This is one of the slots of the afternoon show. There are a couple up for grabs right now since people are moving on and all kinds of things happen. And everybody gets a chance here. I mean, it's not hard to get on the air here. The rules aren't too difficult. The skills are pretty simple. And the next thing you know, you can have a show.
4 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, found a Western Union boy at my door. 4 o'clock this morning, found a Western Union boy at my door. A message from my daddy saying he can't use me no more. Walk the floor, I walk the floor till I nearly lose my mind. I walk the floor till I nearly lose my mind. doggone hard to find. Morning, Lord, Lord, Daddy, Lord, Lord, Daddy, what will become of me? Morning, Lord, Lord, Daddy, what will become of me? You're gonna miss your mama, just you wait and see. Tell you girls, don't never be no one man fool. I'll tell you girls, never be no one man fool, because he'll beat you and drive you like a farmer drives his old gray mule.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
These past few weeks have been crucial for groups who are seeking to push legislation. Don't I know? We are now joined by Avery Stemple. Go ahead and unmute Avery, of the New York Psilocybin Action Committee and the Collar City Mushrooms, who last week was meeting with senators and assembly members about psilocybin legislation. Avery Stemple, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Blaze and Sina, for having me on the program.
Certainly. It's a pleasure to have you. How did your meetings go with senators and assembly members? I know through my own advocacy work, Avery, with the New York Association on Independent Living, you know, we're in primetime budget season. I'm guessing, is the psilocybin legislation you're looking to pass, I'm guessing that is an out-of-budget bill at this point?
It is an out-of-budget bill. Pat Burke, the one that we were focusing on, actually he had hoped to wrap into the budget, but that is A3581. These are really nice names for these bills. And that relates to the medical use of psilocybin, establishes a psilocybin-assisted therapy grant program, and makes an appropriation therefore. And that is one of the bills that is currently in the assembly, and that has a matching bill, S3520, sponsored by Natalia Fernandez. Does not have any other co-sponsors in the Senate just yet, but we're hoping to make a headway with that with some of the meetings that we had last week and the communications that we've been having since. I would be remiss to if I didn't point out that I'm also here on behalf of New Yorkers for Mental Health Alternatives, which is our 501c4 organization that we took over this past year in order to be able to operate officially through the all the appropriate fundraising channels. And the New York Psilocybin Action Committee is now just a subcommittee under that umbrella of NYMA.
Right. So just so people know, 501c4s, they basically allow you to do lobbying efforts and do fundraising, just to kind of make that distinction, because there are so many 501c's, as we all know. How do you feel your meetings went?
Blaze, you know what? I was really surprised and heartened. This is, as you pointed out, a very busy period for the legislators. And we did meet with a lot of staff members, but we met in person with Assembly Member Clark, Sarah Clark. And she had just signed on as a sponsor for the bill and was really excited to talk to us. We met in person with Senator Natalia Fernandez, who You know, we only had 20 minutes or so scheduled with her, but we ended up talking to her for almost an hour and had to apologize to the group that was waiting for her in her entry area vestibule. But she was very, very excited. And it really, I know it's easy to get washed with the political glad-handing of like, yeah, we're going to do this. But it seemed very positive with people learning about psilocybin. And that is one of the main goals that we have right now in this session, is just to educate people. Because for the most part, when you mention psilocybin or magic mushrooms, people picture going to a festival or just hanging out at a bonfire and or, you know, a Friday night with some friends. They don't understand the myriad of ways that psilocybin has been applied therapeutically and medicinally. And that is our main goal for this session, is to really spread the word and hope lay a solid foundation for this movement going forward.
When you're talking about educating, what are some of the biggest misunderstandings or misconceptions on psilocybin that you have to?
The stereotype that has been created over the last 50 years or so is just that, you know, people wanting to cut loose and hang out with friends and, you know, enjoy some mild hallucinations and maybe listen to the music on a deeper level. And the stigma is that it's mostly young people and it's people going to festivals and it's a bunch of hippies in the woods, essentially is literally the quote unquote that we've gotten. But from working at our mushroom farm, the wide range of people coming in asking for help, because they've seen the research and they've really been looking into how psilocybin containing mushrooms can impact their well-being and or their family members' well-being has been staggering. Yes, it is those younger people with a smile and a giggle, but it's people in their 70s looking for palliative care for their aging parent who's in hospice. There are people in their 50s who actually are looking for help with their children, because their younger children in their teens or 20s are struggling with the pharmaceutical medications that they've been prescribed that haven't worked, and the therapies that they've been trying for years and they haven't worked. And all of this body of research on psilocybin as it applies to the therapeutic means is really staggering. And now research is coming out about how it can be used for pain management as well. And one of our advocates, Joe McKay, is a retired New York firefighter, and he suffers from cluster headaches. And cluster headaches are an unstudied ailment that people really don't understand what is causing them. They know what can exacerbate and bring on these clusters, but not the root. And what they've determined is that LSD and psilocybin containing mushrooms are two of the only substances that actually make the pain go away. And that is, they're assuming, because of the neural regenerative path aspects of these psychedelic medicines. And so Joe just tells, you know, he came to our sessions with all of the assembly makers and senators and told his story over and over again, reliving how he started first suffering from these cluster headaches and then realized he was suffering from survivor's guilt and PTSD because he was a 9/11 survivor. He actually was supposed to work that day, and one of his best friends did work and was unfortunately among the members who went missing and was discovered days later. And he then, because of his cluster headaches, got hooked on opioids and was just trying to dull the pain with all these different medications. And when he started taking psilocybin, it cured him of his cluster headaches. It made him process his trauma and understand his survivor's guilt. And it got him off of the opioids. And so he is one of the most amazing people to share his story, because he really can speak to how psilocybin and other psychedelics have helped give him his life back and really allow him to be a participating member of society.
Sure. Avery Stemple with me, Blaze Bryant, and Sina Bazila Hickey on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. The time has flown, Avery. We've got about 90 seconds left with you. Wish it was a lot longer. What do you say to the Alcohol and Substance Abuse Committee, which exists in both houses of the legislature, and clearly just in that naming alone suggests, you know, anything that's not legal, they don't want a damn thing to do with it?
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, that's where we have to change the mindsets, because psilocybin and LSD applied therapeutically actually breaks people's addictions. And the first federally funded psilocybin study is right now underway in North Carolina, I believe, and it's on smoking cessation. And so with a therapist's assistance and 2 to 3 psilocybin sessions, and sometimes as little as one, people have broken their addictions to alcohol, to heroin, to a variety of substances. And then you don't need the psilocybin. It's not something that you're like, oh, I'm going to take it every morning for the rest of my life. It's I'm going to take this session, to take this medicine and have a session with a therapist and process my reliance on substances and really get away from it. So it can save lives and save taxpayers millions of dollars in paying for these addiction and trauma programs.
Avery Stemple, sure. It's always a pleasure to have you on our program. For listeners who'd like to get more information, where can they do that?
Sure. You can follow us on Instagram at NY Psilocybin Action Committee. And you can also go to our website, which is just www.nymha.com. So that's New Yorkers for Mental Health Alternatives. And if you want to follow our Collar City Mushrooms, gourmet and legal medicinal work, that is Collar City Mushrooms on Instagram and or Facebook, or visit our website, www.collarcitymushrooms.com.
Thank you. Let's have you back again soon, Avery Stemple. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
As part of New York's 2024 executive budget, Governor Kathy Hochul is aiming to further the state's climate action initiatives. One particular piece of the budget seeks to advance renewable energy through the New York Power Authority. It would allow the agency to use funds from the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act to help the state meet its energy efficiency goals. But some observers feel this is a step in the wrong direction. Ann Reynolds with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York describes what she thinks the New York Power Authority's role in developing renewables should be.
We would like them to focus on helping us meet our goals by investing in the transmission system. So we're going to need, for example, transmission to bring the offshore wind to shore, to move offshore wind power off of Long Island. That will require investments in the grid there.
Legislation to do this is being considered in the Senate. A previous version of the bill passed the Senate but has languished in the Assembly. Reynolds says it's critical for the state to keep working toward its 2035 climate goals. She notes one aspect of the budget that should help would require all new construction to be all electric in the coming years. One possible barrier to implementing New York's climate initiatives is a Republican push in Congress to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. It has allocated billions of dollars to fund climate smart programs and is widely regarded as a hallmark in battling climate change. And while New York is one of the states to lead the charge on climate action, Reynolds says the Inflation Reduction Act is a much needed tool to aid that fight.
Here in New York, we are really showing leadership in fighting climate change and have been hoping for years that the federal government would do the same. So the Inflation Reduction Act was an absolute gift in terms of helping our efforts.
According to Democrats on Congress's Joint Economic Committee, repealing the Inflation Reduction Act would lead to increased energy costs for individual households of up to $300 a year. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowe with the renewable weather forecast for Wednesday, February 15th. And we begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobil in Cairo has gas at $3.45 a gallon. That's the lowest price according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast for Wednesday, February 15th is a 20. That is low. The UV index is a 2. That is also low. The water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is 37.39 degrees Fahrenheit. 35.69 degrees is the average over the past 10 years on February 15th. So we're about 2 degrees warmer than usual. National Weather Service in Albany predicts cloudy through mid-morning on Wednesday, then gradual clearing with a high of 56. There should be a south wind 7 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 37 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Tonight, the forecast is for partly cloudy skies with a low around 42, southwest wind 9 to 16 miles per hour after midnight. Thursday, there is a 50% chance of showers after 1 p.m. with cloudy skies, a high of 57, and a northwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Thursday night, the showers likely continue, mainly after 1 a.m., with cloudy skies and a low around 48, and a southeast wind 7 to 12 miles per hour, becoming southwest 20 to 25 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 38 miles per hour on Thursday night. Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Should be cloudy with a high of 51 and breezy again with a northwest wind 22 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 38 miles per hour on Friday. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio. We are asking you to make a pledge today to keep local community radio on the air. It is our WGXC Fall Pledge Drive that you have tuned into, and what we need is some sustaining supporters. We are a little more than halfway to our goal of sustainability, which is great news. Around 200 folks have signed up to make a small donation every month. It comes out of your credit card. You give us a credit card number. It takes it out. You don't even know it's happening. You can cancel it any time. You can increase it. You can decrease it. You have the power. It's all set for you. If you go to wgxc.org/donate or wavefarm.org, click on the big donate button there. It's super easy to do. And what you get out of it is 24 hours, 7 days a week of nonstop music from people who know music inside and out, people who love music, who haul in their box of 45 RPMs, who bring their extra cassette tapes, who bring in their 8 tracks, their vinyl albums, and play them for you. You get to hear songs you've never heard before or songs that you always loved, and find out all kinds of music from experts, people who know and love music. So we're just going to go a little list of reasons you might consider making a donation one by one. Here's another one is Zach Poff's Pond Station. You get to listen whenever the sun is out, or the sun is not quite out all the time, but even if it's cloudy, you can hear it. But during the day and in a little bit into the evening, you can hear the sounds of underwater life in the Wave Farm Pond, which we're listening to now. You also get to hear candidate forums, local candidates talking about issues, giving you both sides, or three sides, four sides, depending on how many candidates there are, Every election season, we try to have as many candidate forums on the air as possible. Another reason to become a sustaining supporter at WGXC during our fall pledge drive. You can do that by going to wgxc.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400 and making a pledge today. Go to wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, click on the donate button, and you can make a difference in your community. Here's another thing you get. Quintron's Weather Warlock. Quintron is coming to BSP in Kingston in early November. He's from New Orleans and makes this Weather Warlock, which has sensors outside here at Wave Farm, noting the changes in precipitation, the changes in sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature, turning that into sonic stew for you. Then we've got a new flavor you can listen to. If you go to wavefarm.org/listen, you can see all these streams. I listen all the time. We've got a new one. The test site for Acoustic Commons is a listening point on the edge of the woodland at Wave Farm, linked to an online network of open microphones. And here it is. It gives you the weather and the traffic report, as you can hear cars passing by on Route 23. This runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There you hear the pond station, the Weather Warlock, and the test site for Acoustic Commons all together. Now, besides all these extra web streams, we have all kinds of other extra web streams. Web streams from the town of Catskill town meetings. Last night it was up there on the air. You could listen to it at wavefarm.org/listen. If you couldn't make the town of Catskill meeting last night in person, you could listen live last night, or you can listen right now. Go to the audio archives at wavefarm.org, and there's a file there to listen to. We also have Hudson town meetings webcast. We also broadcast, as often as we can, Representative Antonio Delgado's town hall meetings. If John Faso would have had any town hall meetings, we would have broadcast those too. If the next representative is a Republican, a Democrat, a Green Party member, a Working Families Party member, an Independence Party, a conservative, whatever, we'll broadcast the town meetings because they're important information to you. And then there's all the other shows on WGXC. Not just the music shows, but what about Digging In with the Master Gardeners from Cornell Cooperative Extension, telling you all about plants and animals in your backyard, why there are so many acorns on the ground this year. Tune in to find out. Or what about the Catskill Makers Syndicate? Their show Singularity is a new show on the air at WGXC. Another reason you might want to make a donation to keep it on the air at 90.7 FM. And Joe from the Catskill Makers Syndicate airs the better weather every day on WGXC.org. 90.7 FM, you get to hear a different sort of weather forecast every day on the radio. We've got new programs on the air from the students at the Berkshire Day School, Western Massachusetts. From the students in Catskill at Clubhouse Radio from Columbia Green Mental Health Group. Today, again, we worked with a new program that's coming soon from the Camp Hill Hudson crew. So you get to hear all kinds of different points of view. Left, right, center, conspiracy theorists. Get to hear reports about chemtrails in the air on the radio at 90.7 FM. We've got several public officials on the air who
We forced to go off the air during campaign season. Right now, Tom DiPietro, who is the Hudson Common Council president, he usually hosts this show, but not today because his election's in a couple weeks. So we keep him off the air. We'll interview him just like we'll interview his opponent, Rob Bujan. Everybody gets access to the airwaves. Likewise, Kamal Johnson, running for mayor of Hudson, is off the air at the moment until that election is over. And Holly Tanner is a Columbia County clerk, Republican. She hosts the WGXC afternoon show every other Tuesday and has to go off the air when it's election time for her. There are just so many reasons you might consider making a donation to WGXC.org. Maybe it's because you love to listen to Democracy Now! Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. live on the radio. Maybe the WGXC Afternoon Show, 4 to 6 with all kinds of folks. Kieran Riley on Monday. Holly Tanner and every other Tuesday. George Spencer and Pauline DiCarmo every other Tuesday. The Drive Time Radio crew, Vern, Rainier, Kamal, on Wednesdays, Janessa sometimes, and also Janessa Thursday mornings, Ellen Thurston and Tom DiPietro on Thursday evenings, and Mark and Gregor on Friday evenings. Maybe that's why you tune in. If you've ever been in your car listening to WGXC, and you've arrived at your destination, but you've stayed in your car because you wanted to finish hearing whatever was going on the air, then consider today making a donation at 518-697-7400 during our fall pledge drive. You can make a difference in your community because WGXC makes a difference in your community. WGXC is the one place where you can help all the local nonprofit organizations. If you donate to this nonprofit organization, WGXCWaveFarm.org, this is the place where you can hear all kinds of other groups on the air talk about rescuing horses or cats. You can hear local activists talking about the Greene County Jail, what it's going to mean to your taxes, talking about environmental issues. Interviews with Extinction Rebellion folks. Interviews with Riverkeeper and Mountainkeeper. The Mountaintop Progressives. WGXC is your place when you have something to say and you need to say it. Perhaps you're embroiled in a local town kerfuffle. Someone's taking you to the planning board, or you've got an issue with the way your town's doing something. Well, you can come on the air. We don't care what your opinion is. We want to give you a chance to have your say. 518-697-7400 is the place to call to make this all continue. Right now, WGXC's got to make a decision about its tower. And if we don't have enough people signed up as sustaining supporters, then we are going to be forced financially off of the tower and off of 90.7 FM. And you don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. We're a little more than halfway to our goal of sustainability. And we've done that in just 3 pledge drives, but we need to do it quicker now. Because we're only halfway to our goal, that means we only have half the funds to cover our cost right now. So it's the best of times and the worst of times for WGXC right now. So many local people are pledging their support that we're well on our way to sustainability, but we're only halfway there now, which means we only have half the funds we need to stay on the air at the moment. We need to get the full way there. So we need you to call today, not tomorrow. Today, we need your help desperately right now to stay on 90.7 FM. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate.
90.7 FM.
Carmen Borgia here from Ukulele's Unleashed. I co-host with John Sturman. We're extremely grateful to WGXC to be able to really do a show where all we have to think about is ukuleles for 2 hours. And not everybody would let us do a thing like that. So we're really grateful. And here's a song. It's a song by the Felice Brothers, and it's a favorite of our ukulele crowd. And I've adjusted the lyrics a little bit. So instead of the girlfriend, I've changed that to WGXC in this case. So, and it's a lively little ukulele song. It's called a radio song. WGXC, the dying.